This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Head of International Fund for Agriculture, Dr. Alvaro Alario, held a meeting today. Hearing on the writ petition against the formation of Kosi state government starts in Supreme Court. And India police arrest 74 Rohingya refugees in latest crackdown. Now the news in detail. Honorable Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Head of International Fund for Agriculture Dr. Alvaro Alario held a meeting today. In the meeting, there was a discussion about the review of various projects organized by the IFAD in Nepal. The relationship between IFAD and Nepal is running. IFAD is running various projects in the agricultural sector in Nepal. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Prime Minister of Bangladesh Sheikh Hasina have held talks on matter of bilateral interest and concern. According to the Prime Minister Dahal's secretariat, Prime Minister Dahal met his Bangladeshi counterpart yesterday on the sidelines of the United Nations Food System Summit taking place in Rome in Italy. Prime Minister's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said they held important talks regarding enhancing collaboration in agriculture and hydropower sectors. Moreover, they talked on various topics related to regional cooperation and partnership. Bangladesh is preparing to immediately import 40 megawatts power from Nepal. It plans to import 9,000 megawatts power until 2040. Bangladesh has also prepared to invest in some key hydropower projects in Nepal. The hearing on the petition filed against the formation of Kosi state government has started. Judges Ishwar Prasad Khatiwada, Dr. Anand Mohan Bhattarai and Teel Prasad Shrestha, full bench, has started hearing on the writ petition. Yesterday, the joint bench of Supreme Court Justices Sushma Lata Mathima and Teel Prasad Shrestha ordered to send the writ petition to the full bench. It has been mentioned that the writ petition filed against the formation of Kosi state government contains complex legal questions. UML Parliamentary Party leader Hikmat Kumar Karki filed a writ petition in the Supreme Court after Speaker Baburam Gautam signed the claim to appoint Uddhav Thapa as Chief Minister in Kosi province. The writ petitioner Karki has demanded that the government should be formed under his leadership, saying that the vote given by the Speaker in the formation of the government is illegal. CPN UML Chair and former Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has returned home on completion of his week-long visit to Cambodia. He has left for Cambodia on July 18 in connection with observation of the general election there. The UML Secretariat stated while in Cambodia, the UML Chair met with the Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. Similarly, he had a meeting with Sri Lanka former President Maithripala Sirisena and former President of Nigeria Jonathan Goodluck. Leader Oli also observed the general election held recently in Cambodia. Chinese Communist Party leader Yuan Chaqin has met with former Prime Minister CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli. Chinese Communist Party CPC Politburo member Yuan met with President Oli at the UML Party office in Chasol today and discussed how to strengthen the relationship between the citizens and the government of the two countries. In the meeting between President Oli and leader Yuan, various issues of mutual interest between the two countries were also discussed. During the three-day visit, Yuan has previously met with President Ramchandra Podel, Acting Prime Minister Poorna Bahadur Kharga, and others, and had a virtual dialogue with Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, who is on a visit to Italy. Nepali Congress leader and member of the House of Representatives Dr. Arju Rana Deva has complained that she has become a victim of media trial in fake Bhutanese refugee scam. At a program organized at the Nepali Congress Madhes Province office this morning, she argued that although the role of media is significant in the information and communication era, sometimes attack on individual through media trial is a matter of concern. She suggested that the Nepali Congress ministers carry out activities and publicly relating to nutrition as the status of nutrition in Madhes Province is much below the national index. A government employee died in a motorbike accident in Fidim of March 3rd. 24-year-old Yuvaraj Adhikari, a resident of Birtamud Municipality A, died in an accident this morning when a motorcycle was coming from Samdim toward Fidim Market. The deceased officer is an employee of the Provincial Accounts Unit Office, Fidim. District Police Office Information Officer Milan Thapa informed that the motorcycle driven by the officer himself went out of control near Fidim 2 and fell 5 meters down the road at around 1:30 this morning. Last night in Saptari, a young man died due to electrocution while driving waters to the field. Saptari police said that the deceased has been identified as 35-year-old Umesh Mandal of Ward No. 6 of Rajgarh Rural Municipality of the district. Last night, Mandal was seriously injured when he was electrocuted while driving water in the fields. District Police Office Saptari informed that the injured Mandal was taken to Gajendra Narayan Singh Hospital in Rajviraj for treatment, where the doctors declared him dead. 30 people have been injured when a bus and a truck collided at Chowda Kilo in the Narayan Mughlian Road section. The mishap happened on a bridge at Chowda Kilo, Bharatpur Metropolitan 29. The District Police Office Chitwan said the bus heading towards Mughlian from Narayangarh and the truck coming from the opposite direction collided with each other on the bridge. Among those injured in the accident, the driver and one other person is said to be in serious condition while the others have received minor injuries. 18 of the injured, including the driver, are undergoing treatment at the Old Medical College, while the rest of the injured are being treated at Chitwan Medical College. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Indian police say they have arrested 74 Rohingya refugees for living illegally in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh in a move activists condemned as an arbitrary crackdown on people fleeing violence. Police said the members of the mainly Muslim Rohingya community were detained in 6 towns and cities in the state, and 10 of the refugees were juveniles. Police said in their statement those arrested included 55 men, 14 women and 5 children who were living in 6 districts of Uttar Pradesh after crossing the border illegally. At least one of the arrested women is pregnant, according to international news agency Al Jazeera. UKDOR has announced a state of emergency in 3 provinces after a shooting left 2 people dead, including the mayor of a major city. In announcing the measure yesterday, UKDOR's President Guillermo Lasso paid tribute to the 2 victims, Augustine Intriago and Ariana Estefania Chance. Lasso added that a suspect in the shooting has been taken into custody while investigations were underway. 4 additional people were injured in the attack as security officers around the mayor returned fire. No motive has been released for the shooting. Israeli police clashed with crowds of protesters at night after Parliament adopted a highly controversial law to limit the Supreme Court's power. The measure, part of a big reform package, will prevent the court from overruling government action it considers unreasonable. Police in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv used water cannon to disperse protesters blocking highways. Critics say the hard-right government's reform threatened Israeli democracy. But the battle is not over. It may go on for months. A political watchdog group and centrist opposition leader Yair Lapid planned to petition the Supreme Court to annul the new law. Mr. Netanyahu has insisted the law is necessary for the government to carry out policy in line with the decision of the majority of the citizens of the country. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today due to the impact of monsoon winds. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said light to moderate precipitation accompanied by lightning is taking place at some places of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces and at a few places in the rest of the provinces at present. The weather will be partly to generally cloudy across the country in the afternoon today. There is possibility of light to moderate rainfall along with lightning at some places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudut Pashim provinces and at a few places in the rest of the country. The division has urged one and all to adopt alertness as there are also chances of occurrences of heavy rainfall along with thunderbolts at one or two places in Kosi, Mades, Lumbini, Gandaki and Sudur Pashim province. Likewise, it will be generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. The division stated in its weather bulletin that there is the possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by lightning at a few places of the hilly region in all provinces and at one or two places in the rest of the region. It said there are also chances of heavy rainfall accompanied by lightning at one or two places of Kosi, Lumbini and Sudur Pashim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and Head of International Fund for Agriculture Dr. Alvaro Lario held a meeting today. Hearing on the writ petition against the formation of Kosi state government starts in Supreme Court. And India police arrests 74 Rohingya refugees in latest crackdown. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.